Time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Film for Coach Holly Gannon has some film on him since he's kind of from this area. And so I know they know a little bit about him. You're going to be hearing the name a lot from them, the name Near. Three of the five starters are all sisters. They're triplets. O'Near is all we have on him as far as name. Number 11, R-Near, number 22, and S-Near, number 44. All three average in the double-digit range, so you're going to hear me call that name a lot today. The Fort Recovery Lady Indians come in at a record of 5-2, and we come off a big victory this past Saturday, a week ago today, against a 7-1 Arcanum Lady Trojan team at Fort Recovery. And they were led that day by Val Mullenkamp and Allie Vaughn, both with 16. And we had four total Indians in double digits at that point. Brooke Collig added 10. Kiki Wendell added 12. Olivia Patch, 8. Macy Day was 6. So the Indians played that day without Whitley Rammel and also Paige Fortkamp, who attended a volleyball showcase in Pittsburgh. And for them, that was a great honor for those two to be able to go out there and play that and miss our game, but had a chance to go out there and showcase their skills in front of a national college coaches in volleyball. So great opportunity for them, and we're definitely glad to have those two back because they obviously add a lot to our basketball team. So we're glad to have those ladies back here today. So it should be an interesting contest. Southeast is not real big. I think their biggest player is one of the Near girls who's at 5'10", and she'll play on the perimeter a lot. So it's going to be kind of a different contrast of teams here as far as size and strength and kind of maybe who can dominate and show their will. But that's kind of setting the stage here for the showcase. And we're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jill Evers from Wayne Street Market. The holiday party season is here, so let us help you with your party planning. Call us for our famous chicken. We can make you any amount, large or small. Just call us ahead of time at 419-375-2865 and let us know what you need. We'll have it ready to go for you. Just give us a few days' notice for larger orders. Don't forget about our popular veggie trays, fruit trays, and our new sandwich trays. And, of course, our three different sizes of meat and cheese trays. Call a few days ahead to place your order. And while you're here picking up your order, be sure to grab a couple of our delicious cheese balls and the rest of your party needs. Crackers, snacks, chips, drinks, mixes, ice cream, we have it all. Let Wayne Street Market take the work out of your party planning. Just give us a call at 419-375-2865 and see what we can do to make your party plans easier. Wayne Street Market, your holiday party headquarters.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding. Inside the count.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. We have a 2016 Buick Enclave front-wheel drive with leather, heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with 33,000 miles for only $22,900. Also in is a 2017 Dodge Journey GT all-wheel drive with heated leather seats, remote start, backup camera with only 29,000 miles for $18,500. Come over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, and we are back here at Canton Glen Oaks, about a 3.5-hour drive from Fort Recovery. Go up and hit 30 off of 75 and take 30 all the way across until you get to 71. You can take 71 all the way up and into Canton here. So kind of where we're located, and we're taking on Southeastern High School, and this is from the Canton area. It's about a 45-minute drive south here in the southeastern part of Ohio, so that's that's kind of who we're playing. Like I said, don't really know much about them except where they are. Southeastern Lady Pirates is, I guess, how we're going to call them today. So right now they're going through the starting lineups, and we'll give those to you here as well. For Fort Recovery, we start a pair of sophomores, that was last year, I guess, a pair of junior guards, Kiki Wendell and Allie Vaughn. Kiki's number 20, she stands at about 5'5". Allie Vaughn's number 24, she stands at about 5'9". And then we start three seniors, Brooke Collig stands at about 5'5". And then we have Val Molenkamp, who previously, for those who may not know or do not know, but Val had signed her letter of intent to go to Findlay University to play for the Lady Oilers, which obviously, you know, Elijah Collig and Greg Collig went there and played as well as far as, you know, some recent players that I'd coached. And then also we had some previous players, Tyler Niekamp, Greg McClure also went there and played. And then Olivia Patch, who stands in at 6'2", senior as well, going to Hillsdale College to play, and she signed her letter of intent there, and Val stands in at 6'. So that's our starting lineup. And as I said, for the Southeastern team, we have for them starting here today, number 5, and we do not have a roster anywhere to be found, so I apologize for that. Got a couple things here from just one of the fans I'm setting beside for them, so got some info on them a little bit. But number 5, Moorhead for them. Number 11 is Liv Near. Number 12 is Cato. Number 22 is Rachel Near. Number 44 is Sarah Near. So getting ready to tip it up, and Val Molenkamp jumps for the Indians, and she controls the tip to Kiki Wendell. Allie Vaughn's driving in from the left. Kick over to Brooke Collig, drives in. Short little pass. 15-footer, Olivia Patch up, no good on the 15-footer. Val Molenkamp knocks it out. Great hustle by Val, but able to knock it out, and so it will be Southeastern ball. Nice little jump shot there for Liv, a little 15-footer, but as I said, a little strong on that. Moorhead brings the ball down the floor, a little ball screen on the side. Val Molenkamp does a great job of hedging that up top, swinging around. It looks like they're running a lot of side ball screens. Sarah Near shoots the air ball. Allie Vaughn picks up the loose ball in transition, pushing hard. Kick out to Val. Wide open three on the left side. A little long. Brooke Collig with the rebound. Up and gets blocked. Able to get it back. Take it up strong and finish with the and chance for an and one here by Brooke Collig. So great start here for the Indians. Pushing in transition, even though the Indians are the much taller team, but also getting out and pushing in transition right there. So Brooke has a chance here. Their officials are discussing something here at the scorer's table. Not sure what that's about. But Brooke has a chance here to complete the and one for the Indians. And she does not. Indians take a quick 2-0 lead here. Start the game. 45 seconds into it. Moorhead dribbles down, throws to the side, right side. Back up top to Rachel Near. Swings it across to her sister Olivia Near. Indians in man-to-man. Throws it inside to Sarah Near. Right now, Indians are doing a great job pressuring the ball. Getting out, passing lane. Brooke Collig gets a deflection. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that even though the Southeastern team is 5-3, that they may not have seen some pressure like our guards can put on people. That's one thing that Brooke and Key and Allie can do, along with Paige and Macy off the bench as well. So right now, Southeastern gets it in, working the ball around four, round one. Ooh, and a hold call. Not sure who that's going to be on. Looked like a travel call that they got away with. And Olivia Patch gets called with a hold call. I'm not sure where that came into play at, but nonetheless, it's still one foul on the Indians here, and that is on Olivia. Southeastern triggers the ball in to Moorhead on the left-hand side. Indians get confused here a little bit on a handoff ball screen. Brooke Collig does come away with a rebound. Val dribbles down the floor, kicks out to Allie Vaughn. Val's open in the corner if we throw it there, but we don't. Allie drives in, kicks out to Brooke on the left wing, swings it across to the right side. Set a little flex cut with Allie Vaughn and Brooke Collig, and Allie Vaughn turns the ball over. Loose ball on the floor. Southeastern picks the ball up. Olivia Near dribbles the ball down the court. Allie Vaughn is able to pick her up. Swings the ball to the right side, guarded by Kiki Wendell to Moorhead. Loose ball. Val Molenkamp picks it up. Pushes in transition. Drives in, up and good for Val Mollenkamp. Great, great drive coast to coast for Val. Picks up a loose ball in transition and is able to finish. And he's now a little trap. And going to be over the back call on Brooke trying to get a rotation in the middle on the trap. Jumped up over the top and was able to knock the ball away, but did get a foul as she came through the back of Cato for Southeastern. So Southeastern will take the ball out of bounds on the side. Triggers it into Cato, number 12. Swings the ball over to Rachel Near. Back screen set. Part of them trying to look inside, and Kiki Wendell falls down and gives up an open three, but misses, and Val Mollenkamp with the defensive rebound. Val's pushing in transition, hits Allie, throws ahead to the key in the window. Maybe a little travel and got away with it. Good post move by Allie Vaughn, but misses it, takes it up too strong, knocked out by Southeastern. Allie goes after it and is able to knock it off the Southeastern defender of Sarah Near. So the Indians will trigger the ball out underneath. And Kiki Wendell is the one doing that. A little trouble getting in, but able to lob it up to Val, who has a great size advantage. Val stops and pops and hits it. Nice shot by Val, and that's something I think I said on our last broadcast, is we need her to be able to play well for the Indians. Obviously, she's a player that can score and create for us, and we need her to hit that shot. Right now, Indians employing a full-court pressure trap, and Brooke Colley's able to get a steal in transition. And we throw ahead, and Allie Vaughn is able to lay the ball up and hit a layup. Right now, the Indians jump out and lead 8-0 with 4:46 to go. And we will take a short break here with them.
Here are just a few of the great specials at Wayne Street Market now through Thursday, January 2nd, to save you money throughout the store. They have several great specials in the meat department. Chuck roast and chuck steak are just $4.49 a pound. Bonus pork chops are $3.49 a pound. Chicken drumsticks or thighs are only $1.49 a pound. And 80% lean ground chuck is $3.49 a pound. And be sure to stop by the deli for some great deals, including Troyer's Colton cheese for $4.99 a pound, Cooper Farms honey roasted turkey breast for $5.49 a pound, and creamy coleslaw for just $2.49 a pound. Also, be sure to grab a couple of their famous pimento cheese or dried beef cheese balls for your New Year's party. Stop in and see them at the Wayne Street Market and check out these great...
All right, we're back into play here, and Indians again are full court pressure. Kiki Wendell comes up with the steal and lays it in with the left hand. Indians jump ahead 10-0 right now with 4:42 to go in the game. And we're 2-2-1 full court press right here. And Southeastern struggling again. Kiki gets the steal with a great deflection by Allie Vaughn and Brooke Colley. Push again in transition. Allie finds herself unguarded right now, dribbles in. Throws to Olivia Patch on the left-hand wing. Olivia drives in and gets fouled. Great drive right there. Even though Liv is not necessarily a perimeter player, she does have a slower defender on her who stands probably, I'd say, 6'1", 6' in there. Ooh, they do not call it on the shot. Not sure I agree with that, but oh well. Indians take it out. Kiki Wendell throws it into Val. Val catches it in the high post area. She could go by her defender. Dribbles a little bit, hands off to Key. Looks like they're running screen, trying to get it into Liv. Liv's able to catch it. Spin back move. Nice move by Olivia Patch inside. Good pass by Kiki Wendell. Indians are now up 12-0 right now, and they are implementing a 1-2-2 full court press, and they are struggling with this right now. Allie Vaughn's able to get the deflection. Brooke Colley with the steal. Oh, got fouled in. No call. Able to get it back. Misses it. Definitely got fouled, but unfortunately the official could not get into the spot to see it. Southeastern now gets a rebound and breaks the pressure. Indians are trying to get matched up right here and swings the ball back up top for Southeastern to Olivia Near. Hand off to her sister Rachel Near. She's looking to drive. Allie Vaughn's guarding her. Reach in, no call. Moorhead drives. Ooh. Key almost got a deflection right there. She's going to get a few more of those here today, I can tell you that. Rachel Near drives in. Allie Vaughn and Val Mollenkamp look to go trap. Three for Southeastern. Loose ball. Sarah Near comes up with the ball. Cato dribbles in. Another long three and good for Moorhead. And again, sorry about not knowing first names because we were not given a roster by anyone. There's no roster to be found here in Canton. So we're just going by last names of what the PA announcers have. So do apologize for that. Indians are in transition here, running a set, trying to get a back screen by Olivia Patch on Val Mullenkamp to get a post up, which great look if we can get this right here too. And we do, short cut post. Ali Vaughn cuts, high post drive, and draws the foul on Sarah Near, number 44 for Southeastern Lady Pirates. So Ali Chance has a chance, an opportunity to go to the line to shoot two free throws here after she fixes a shoe that was blown here, comes untied. So she'll be going to the Hall Brothers foul line and trying to extend the lead 14-3 here. Right now it's currently 12-3. And up and good. Something that Allie's kind of struggled with a little bit throughout the year is free throws, and that one looked pure as it could be. So hopefully that trend continues here tonight. By the way, we have Athletic Director Brent Niekamp and his wife Kim coming over here to make the drive this morning, and also Mark Hubbard, who was over here on Christmas break spending some time with his family, is here to watch. Free throw up and long on this one. Southeastern gets the ball. Moorhead, number 5, dribbling down in transition. Brooks able to pick her up. By the way, Hope Wendell just checked in, and so hopefully her mom Brenda gets feeling better, who could not make the drive. Her and Donnie are home, I'm sure, listening. I saw, Brenda, you took down your lights. You should have been outside to take down your lights. That's probably why you got sick. You got to leave those lights up a little longer. Nonetheless, there, your house did look good. Faith did a great job on the Christmas lights. Southeastern's dribbling around, trying to get a shot off right now. They're struggling to find an opening anywhere. The Indians' D is really good. Brooke Colley got a flick. Deflection. Her and Allie were great defense. Hope Wendell moving her feet well right now. Ball goes out of bounds off of Southeastern. And so Indians will retain it. Great defense by Hope Wendell. And trying to track down, they brought in a, Southeastern brought in a couple subs and trying to track down who these players are. Indians are going to get some full court pressure. Val breaks that easy drive over to Brooke Colley. Open 15-footer to Hope Wendell. Misses it. Macy Day also checks in. Got a deflection on that. Couldn't get a rebound, though. Moorhead in transition up. Ooh, okay. So they call out on Hope. Thought Hope knocked it off of them, but I guess they're a little closer and didn't quite see it that way. Southeastern triggering the ball in. Val Mullenkamp picks up number 22, Rachel Near. Passes over to number 11, Olivia Near, her sister, for open three. Indians lead right now is 13-6 with 1:12 to go. Again, we are playing at Canton Glen Oaks and Wishes Can Happen Holiday Tournament. Indians break it. Brooke Colley drives in from the left wing, up and misses. A wide open layup and knocks the ball out of bounds. Great hustle and drive by Brooke. Just couldn't quite finish. Kind of a taller defender came over and made her adjust her shot there at the end. But great drive by Brooke. Again, on the floor right now, we have Brooke Colley, Kiki Wendell, Val Mullenkamp, Hope Wendell, and Macy Day for the Indians. And they lead 13-6 with under a minute to play. Right side drive by Moorhead, number 5, for a layup to make it 13-8. They're implementing full court pressure. Key breaks that easy, which I would assume she could. Great job handling the ball, making decisions. Kiki Wendell is. Throws over to Brooke Colley, swings back up to Val Mullenkamp. Val kind of surveys the lay of the land there, decides to pass it off to Key, maybe the run and some clock. Passes to Val in the corner. Val, good spin move right there. Oh, nice pass by Val Mullenkamp over to Key, wide open. Brooke drives in. Kick out to Hope. Nice. He got a little body contact, but they don't call the foul. Key drives it, or yeah, Brooke drives in a nice pass to Hope. Misses it. They're in transition right now, 10 seconds. Val gets a deflection, a great defense, Val. Liv Near driving with 3 seconds, two. Not sure if they see it. They do throw up a shot and comes up short. So after one at the Wishes Can Happen Holiday Tournament in Canton at Glen Oaks High School, the Indians lead 13-8. And we will take a break here at the end of the first quarter.
The right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right, Indians are on defense here to start. And again, it was 13-8 with the Fort Recovery Insurance, first quarter sponsor. Second quarter sponsor is Wabash Mutual. And Southeastern Lady Pirates taking the ball out on the side. And right now for the Indians on the floor, we have Macy Day, Paige Fordkamp, Allie Vaughn, Kiki Wendell, and Whitley Rammel checking in. And Moorhead drives in, throws up a wild shot, and knocked out. They're called knocked out by the Pirates. We'll definitely take that call. Not sure I agree with that, but that's okay. Brooke Collig is checking in, replacing Macy Day. Lady Pirates right now are using a 2-2-1 full court press. Kiki Wendell breaks out with ease, goes over to Allie Vaughn, drives in and misses. Whitley Rammel with the offensive rebound. Paige Fordkamp gets the ball up top, swings it over, wide open Allie Vaughn for three and misses. Paige Fordkamp with the offensive rebound, put back up and good. Paige Fordkamp, way to check in and hit the offensive glass and be able to get yourself on the scoreboard right there. Doing some little work. Indians right now, full court pressure as well. Lady Pirates drive in, and number 11, Olivia Neer, throws up a shot, misses it. Long rebound comes to number 23, Call, and shoots a runner for good. 6:45 to go in the second quarter, and it's 15-10 right now, Lady Indians. Indians turn the ball over by Kiki Wendell. Drives in and misses the shot for the Lady Pirates. Is number 23, Call. Gets knocked out, and the Indians are going to take a quick 30-second timeout. Coach Gann, obviously not very happy with that last possession, so we'll take a quick break with them.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, and we are back here. Again, Brian Patch is doing the broadcast with Neil Spencer. And we are at Canton Glen Oaks High School. And the Indians lead on the second quarter scoreboard, sponsored by Wabash Mutual, 15-10. So the Lady Pirates are able to cut into that lead a little bit. Scored the last 4 points here in the last couple possessions. Had a turnover, a little sloppy for the Indians as we jumped out big on them. It was 15-3 at one point. And got a little sloppy for the Indians, so Coach Gann took a quick timeout. And getting ready to trigger the ball inbounds is number 12, Cato, and the officials are coming together to discuss something here. Not sure what that is about, but tonight, FR Boys game with Delphus Jefferson will be on 105.3 JV. Tip time at 4 o'clock, varsity at 5:30, and that will be simulcast again with PGW 105.3. And again, early start with the Ohio State Buckeye game with Clemson tonight at 8. Southeastern gets up a shot and misses it. Ball goes out of bounds, so now the Indians has retained the ball. Val Mullenkamp gets the ball here in high post, dribbles in, kicks out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn's dribbling, running a little step for Paige Fordkamp, dribbling. Catches it, tries to throw it into Whitley Rammel. But throws it, looks like maybe off of a foot. Indians will be taking the ball out of bounds. Allie Vaughn will be triggering the ball in bounds. Underneath our basket, triggers the ball into Page Four Camp, looking for Val Mullenkamp on a post-up. Looks like a moving screen on Brooke Kolig. So that'd be a turnover to the Indians on Brooke Kolig there. Again, 15-10, 6:08 to go in the second quarter. Key Wendell comes in with Brooke as she has now two fouls. This beautiful facility here at Canton Glen Oaks. Again, looks like a most colleges facility is what you would see. It's very nice. Southeastern has the ball, number 12. Kip dribbles around with Key Wendell on her. Again, side ball screen. Val Mullenkamp does a great job of getting a deflection. Whitley Rammel picks up Sarah Near up top. Allie Vaughn is guarding number 11, Olivia Near. Again, there's triplets on their team, and those are the three leading scorers, is what I was able to get from one of the fans here from setting nearby. Throw and Paige Forkamp's able to knock the ball out on the left wing right in front of Holly Gann. Great defense by Paige. Olivia Patch checks in and replaces Whitley Rammel. Again, the girls came up last night and was able to stay in a hotel and go out to eat a little bit together, spend some time together as a team here on this Christmas hot break. And some parents came up as well, enjoyed some time together. Southeastern Lady Pirates trigger the ball in from the side. Kiki Wendell is on number 5. Moorhead is able to get a travel out of her. Great job, Kiki Wendell, working the ball hard. Is able to get a deflection again. 15-10, 5:30 to go in a second. Right now it's kind of a... not a whole lot of action here in this second quarter, at least not a lot of scoring. Indians kind of going a little spread action, trying to get a ball swung, get a little flex cut, maybe a little high-low action with Paige and Olivia inside, spreading the floor now, drive in by Allie. Kicks out to Olivia. Wide open 17-footer for Olivia Patch, showing her range a little bit. Great drive in and kick by Allie Vaughn. Allie, I have a feeling, can take her man at will off of some penetration once that ball gets swung around. Great defense right now here by the Indians. Again, really making them work hard. A little miscue as I say that by Paige and Val, but able to recover. Great help side defense by the Indians. And Allie reaches in. She was doing a great job of position defense and went for the steal instead of playing position. Was able to pick up a foul, but that's only her first. Right now, the Indians only have 14 fouls. Number 5, Moorhead triggers the ball in to the side to number 22, Rachel Near. Allie was able to reach in and get a jump ball. Great defense by Val and Allie. And it will be Indians ball. So Indians and Allie Vaughn, they're able to get the turnover on the Lady Pirates. Again, 17-10 with 4:45 to go in the second period. At the Wishes Can Happen holiday tournament here in Canton Glen Oaks. Key Wendell has the ball up top, drives in, a little handoff to Val Mullenkamp. Val's dribbling around, seeing what she can. And off the page. Page turns the corner, mishandles it, but is able to kick it out to Key. Key drives in, nothing there. Allie Vaughn's looking for Liv inside. Liv's able to catch it. Kick out. Driving a kick out. Nice inside-outside game to Val Mullenkamp. Val comes off the ball screen. Drives in. No one's there. Val's up. A little hard. Great drive, though, by Val. Is able to get the rebound. Number 22, Rachel Newery in transition. 3-on-1. Key's back. Great defense by Key, and the ball gets stuck in the rim. So it's going to be a jump ball. Not sure who that is, but Chris Guggenbiller throws a... one-handed pass to the official with the ball on the side to be able to knock the ball out, and it will be retained by the Lady Pirates. So, right now on the floor for the Indians, we have Allie Vaughn, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, Paige Forkamp, and Key Wendell. They trigger the ball in out of bounds underneath, and Paige is not paying attention, and her man receives it and shoots a wide-open three for Rachel Near in the corner. Paige, I think, was worrying about what was going on in the middle and forgot to worry about her man. Lady Pirates are able to dribble in. Nice pass by Allie Vaughn. She breaks the pressure, throws it to Val Mullenkamp. A little 15-footer up and good for Val. Val right now is leading the Indians with 6 points. Great pass by Allie Vaughn. Finds an open teammate. Right now, the Lady Pirates are working the ball around the perimeter for round one with some ball screens on the side. Back screens up top. Olivia Patchen. Allie Vaughn right now communicating on a pass and trying to work the ball inside to Sarah Near. Swings the ball across over to Rachel Near. She drives in, takes a charge. Oh, no. Looks like Olivia Patch was there to take a charge, but they are calling a blocking call on her. And that will be Olivia's second foul, so I'm assuming Whitley Rammel or Hope Wendell will be coming into her. Brooke Colley comes in and replaces Paige Fortkamp, and Whitley is running in to replace Liv before she does able to get the second, or the, I should say the second part of that shot up with the free throw. So Liv comes out. Right now we have Key Wendell, Brooke Colley, Ali Vaughn, Val Mullenkamp, and Whitley Ram on the floor for the Indians. And up and good on the free throw to make it 19-16 Indians lead with 3:21 to go in the second quarter here at Canton Glen Oaks High School. Key's able to dribble in and throws the ball away against some pressure full court. Now, nothing in transition, though. Calling it out, coach is yelling a set, try to get the ball reversed. And they do, and as she's getting ready to throw it, number 22, Rachel Neer, which is number 11, her sister Olivia Neer, she's cutting, and the ball is deflected. She's able to pick it up, drive in, and does get a foul. It looks like on number 24, so it looks like Ali Vaughn's picking up her second foul. Looks like Paige Fortkamp will be checking in to replace her. So right now the Indians have six fouls, have a little foul trouble with Brooke Colley on the floor with two fouls, Ali Vaughn with two fouls, and Olivia Patch with two fouls. And first free throw is up and good for Rachel Neer to make it 19-17 on the Wabash Mutual second quarter scoreboard. Hopefully everyone had a great Christmas, enjoyed some time off, and had a chance to spend it with family and friends. And we'll be back in action here, obviously, today here with the girls' game and tonight with the boys' game at Delphus Jefferson. And we got a busy week of high school sports starting back up to bring in the new year. It's going to be basketball, 4 days or 3 days a week here. So Indians do get a rebound by Val Mullenkamp, triggers it into Kiki Wendell. She dribbles down, is getting trapped, and Coach Holly Gann does call a quick timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And C10 Cupboard, stop in for all your morning coffee. I'm sure some of our parents could have used that this morning, as some looked a little droggy over here getting an early start here on a Saturday morning, trying to get awake with some coffee. But stop in at Tim Cupboard to see all for your coffee needs in the morning. Now open at 7 o'clock a.m. Monday through Friday. Espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and soups. Choice of four soups every single day. So stop in for Tim Cupboard for that. In and trigger the ball inside. Kiki Wendell gets it inside. Drives into that little 15-foot free throw line area. Is kicking it to Whitley. Nothing there. Whitley kicks it back out to Paige. Key wide open for three in the corner and a little strong. Southeastern gets the ball in transition. Key's going to get a steal as she overthrew her teammate in transition, and Key's able to come from behind, pick it up. Great skip pass by Brooke Colley into Paige Fortkamp, drives in. Off the glass a little long. Lady Pirates, Rachel Neer, collects the rebound. Coach is yelling to slow it up here a little bit. Wants to run a set. 19-17, 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. Moorhead drives in, kick out to number 12, Cato, surveys the floor, drive in right-hand baseline, kick out opposite side to number 11, Olivia Nears, one dribble pickup, and throws the ball away. You're going to dribble some with one dribble. Make sure you're going someplace, not just to do a standing dribble, and then pick it up. Usually nothing good comes from that, and they do get a turnover. Paige Fortkamp throws the ball inbounds to Key Wendell. Lady Pirates trying to pressure here full court, try to get T to turn over. She falls down, pulls a little curly kneel action, dribbling on her knees. Drives in, throws it to Paige Fortkamp. Paige Fortkamp drives in, a little 15-foot elbow shot off of a foot. And Whitley Ramwell is able to pick it up and gets fouled on the shot. So Whitley will have a chance to go to the Hall Brother free throw line to give herself a few points here and extend that 2-point lead for the Lady Indians. 19-17 with 1:27 to go in the second quarter, Wabash Mutual. And first free throw's up and around the rim and back out. Whitley a little frustrated with herself. That thing was halfway down and just pops out. Second one is good. So now the Indians are up 20 to 17. Moorhead dribbles the ball down, picked up by Brooke Colley. Possibly could have got a traveling call, but no call. Feed the ball inside to Sarah. Near. Not sure if that was partially blocked or just missed, but Whitley Ramel on the good defense and double team by Paige Forkamp inside. Ball is knocked loose as the ball comes down by Whitley. Southeastern will obtain the ball. Triggers the ball inside. Little back cut down screen action. Sarah Near has the ball. Ooh, great back cut for the Lady Pirates and misses a layup. And Indians got lucky on that one. Cut the ball at the left elbow, went to swing the ball to the right elbow, and ball faked it and got us beat on a backdoor cut. Right now, Indians taking the ball up, two up, press action, and Whitley Ramel, looked like she turned the ball over, but Brooke Cogg's able to corral the loose ball. Val Mullenkamp wide open, three, and good for Val Mullenkamp, and that was much needed points for the Indians as we've really kind of had a sluggish year second quarter, so Val hits a wide open three. Sticks in that lead 23-17. Right now, Paige Forkamp's working the defense on number 22, Rachel Near. Picks up the ball. They're struggling right now to get in some flow of the offense, and coach will take a quick timeout right here. Try to set up some instructions for the last 28.7 seconds.
Now you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here with a quick 30-second timeout. If you have not followed or do not follow Kim Wendell on Facebook or Twitter, that's something you should check out. She is at almost every sporting event Fort Recovery hosts, boys, girls, junior high school, swim, football, cross country, track, baseball, softball, basketball, you name it. She's usually there taking pictures. So we appreciate Kim and all of the work that she does and uploading pictures. I know as a parent, that's a great thing that you don't have to worry about taking pictures because you can always go get those from Kim off of her sites. Southeastern does trigger the ball in. Great out-of-bounds play to end up missing the layup inside for Rachel Near, and Indians are able to collect it. In transition, Keith throws it over to Whitley Ramel for a layup. So Whitley Ramel gets the layup and points there from Key Wendell. And at the buzzer, half-court shot by number 12, Cato, comes off the rim, and it is 25-17. Indians lead at halftime, and we'll take a short break.
Now for a 30-second lesson in common sense. Never eat yellow snow. One's a mothball. Never go swimming in leather pants. Don't buy sushi on sale.
Do I look fat?
The answer is no. And most importantly, get internet, TV, and phone service from Wabash Mutual Telephone Company. Find them online at Wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, and we are back here at halftime. The Indians lead 25-17. And I have a special guest with me here today, and that is Coach Mark Hubbard. So, Hubs, how we doing?
I'm doing fine. Always fun to... I drove down from Cleveland this morning to watch this event.
I heard you were over here in the area.
Yep.
So, you are the one I hear that can get guys... what they need in the coaching realm. So obviously I've used you for a number of years in getting the goods on teams, and especially in this area. So what can you tell us about the Southeast, I should say, Lady Pirates that you were able to get Coach Holligan?
It's one of those teams where they run like six or seven different half-court offenses, and if you can do it, the best thing to keep from having to guard all that is just disrupt them before they can get into it. You saw it at the start of the game when we went up 8-0. And that last possession, next to last, where we had them jammed up at half court before they could get into things, I think that's the key to this game more than anything else.
And I tried to do a little research coming into today, and I saw in Max Preps they were 5-3. What do you know about maybe some of their schedule that they play?
Well, they lost to Talmadge, who played in the game before this and won by about 20. And their other one was Barberton that they lost on a layup at the buzzer. I saw them over Thanksgiving, believe it or not, Brian, about 3 miles from here at Walsh University. They were in a tournament at Walsh, and I saw them over the Thanksgiving weekend. And again, the whole key is who's going to out-pressure who, and I think we can hurt them there.
So coming in, I was told by the gentleman here to the side of us who's videotaping for their team that the Near sisters, the triplets, were kind of their key to their team. Is that kind of what you understand as well?
I think everything runs through Moorhead, even when she's not scoring. She's their primary ball handler, and we started with Brooke doing a face guard on her, and I think that disrupted them a little bit. I think if she's not able to consistently get the ball and create for the others, I think that makes a big difference.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely tell she's the one kid who's comfortable to handle the ball.
It runs through her. And then Rachel Near, number 22, just scores all kinds of different ways. As much as anything, she's an offensive rebounder. She's one of those that's hard to block out because she'll come flying in from the perimeter. She's not stationary where she's standing in the spot. And those kids are kind of hard to block out. She's really good at that.
And right now, those two, Rachel Near has 2 points and Moorhead has 5. So the Indians have done a great job of containing them to 7 points of their 17. So.
Yeah, we have. Little number 12, Cato, out of the corner, hit a big three for them. And we can't let her get started. She's had 4 threes in one game. Again, I was getting a lot of what they did out of the newspaper from the Ravenna Record Courier. I was online pulling their write-ups all the time. So, yeah, they can spread it, but they still need Moorhead to get them generated with the ball.
Yeah, and for those who have never seen a Mark Hubbard scouting report, it's like a 25-page booklet. And I don't know who the company is of the pens, but you keep them in business. As like the, I think my fourth grade teacher had those pens, their coach, with the multicolored facet pens, and you do a great job of scouting, and I know you're helping Holly this year, and I know she definitely appreciates that.
Claire Potcutter works at 4U Office Supply in Salina. She just loaded me up with a year's supply. Special order from 4U. Thanks to Claire.
Well, I'm sure those things will come in handy this year. So
yep.
We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back here with Coach Mark Hubbard.
Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Mark Hubbard here, back in with
with me and just trying to get his thoughts a little bit. So tell us a little bit what you did at the Christmas holiday break here.
I went home, saw my family in Bristolville, Ohio for 3 days. And then I moved to Cleveland yesterday. I'm getting together with an old friend, Hack. You remember Hack?
I remember Hack.
We are going to the Ohio State-West Virginia game at what used to be Quicken Loads Arena. Now it's Rocket Mortgage. Tomorrow at noon, West Virginia, Ohio State.
And tell the maybe the fans back home a little bit. What's your connection with West Virginia?
Well, I've known Bob Huggins for 40 years and one of his assistants at least 30. So, I mean, I've known all those guys now for more than 10. And this will get me in trouble, but I'm not really rooting for the Buckeyes tomorrow. I have no affiliation with the Buckeye staff.
Well, we won't hold that, I guess, against you. I'm sure you're rooting for them, though, tonight as they take on Clemson in the 8 o'clock game.
That'll be a fun one to watch, won't it?
Absolutely.
I am pulling for the Buckeyes in that one.
Absolutely. And just a quick reminder to the Indian fans that the game tonight at Delphus Jefferson is going to be on, but instead of 100.9 on PGW, it's going to be on 105.3, and we'll be simulcasting that game on Fort Recovery Radio as well. So, and it is a 4 o'clock JV start, probably 5:30 varsity start there as well. So we'll be heading to the house that Dave Blocksberger built, I guess.
To the stage.
Yep, to the stage.
Coach Melton will probably be shocked when he walks into that. This will be his first trip to the stage.
That is definitely a treat if you've never been there. One of my all-time favorite memories is we call out a set a couple years ago, and Block was on the side, and he heard
with
yell,
the camera guy, with the camera guy telling him, you're going to want to watch this.
Yeah, he goes, hey,
I remember that.
Get the camera ready. They're in a 2-3 zone. We had Wake Gelhouse, Ben Dilworth, we out Syracuse, and Block yells, hey, camera guy, get ready for this, and it's on camera. And we throw the lob pass away, and he brings down the house.
Oh, he didn't disappoint. He got all that one. I remember that.
Yeah, that was one of my all-time favorite memories there. So, quick little scoring update here for the Indians. The Indians are led by Val Mullenkamp with 11. 3 points is Whitley Rammel. 2 points is Paige Forkamp. 2 points for Brooke Collick. 2 points for Kier Wendell. 4 points for Olivia Patch. And 3 points for Allie Vaughn. Give us her 25. So right now, Val's having a great game. Would you agree with that there, Coach Hubbard?
Yeah, yes, that three was big. That was one of those that was right off the first pass.
Yep.
That's one of those when I'm sitting on the bench, I used to say, what the heck are you, nice shot?
But she was open and she could shoot it. It was a great shot. But it was also, I think, a big point in the game, too, because we were kind of stuck. And we were kind of, getting monotonous on offense and kind of in a rut, not really moving the ball well, not really scoring. And I think that three kind of got us going.
We can find some mismatches, I think. We can find some people that can't stay in front of the ball in all five spots for them if we just look for it.
Oh, yeah, I made the comment. I thought Allie Vaughn has definitely a matchup favor in her advantage.
Number 11 had Allie, and then we had to sub out of that just on rotations. But you look around, I think, Paige in the lineup is going to have somebody with not very good feet in front of her.
Yeah.
And so we could get some of that.
I would agree. Well, the Indians are getting ready to take the ball in to start the third quarter here on our third quarter Faller mechanical scoreboard. So, and he's getting up 25-17. Triggering the ball in on the side. Brooke Collig. Throwing it in to Key Wendell. Driving in, throwing the Val on the left-hand side. Looks like we might be trying to get Olivia inside, but reverse the ball over to Allie. Allie drives in. That's one of those drives we were just talking about. Reverse pivot up to Key up top. Gets Val inside on the long pass and just overthrows her a little bit. But nice idea by Key and a great post-up by Val inside. Just overthrows. So turnover Indians, which we've done a pretty good job of today of not turning the ball over, but implementing a full court, three-quarter court, 1-2-2 trap here. Able to catch it up high post is Sarah Near. Swings the ball over to Rachel Near. Blocked by Olivia Patch.
Good.
Great defense there by Liv.
That's a tone setter there, I hope.
Brooke Collig is able to catch it, throw it wide open. Wide open, Allie Vaughn catches it. Olivia Patch mishandles it. Wide open, Brooke Collig for three. Comes up long. Val Mullenkamp's able to get her hands on it. Tip it over to Key. Great finish inside for Key. Indians were able to get 2 points off of that. Extend that lead to 10 now, 27-17. Indians are again 1-2-2. Full court trap. Lady Pius are able to break that. Rachel Neer throws it down to number 11, Olivia Neer. Key Wendell's able to get a rebound. Pushing in transition to Brooke. Swings it over to Olivia Patch. Drives in. Little jump hook. And up and good for Olivia Patch. Give her 6 points on the day. Nice drive there. Even as I said earlier, Coach, Liv is not a great ball handler, someone we're going to count on for ball handling, I should say, but even she has a matchup. I think she can take her man off the dribble.
Yeah, she made her first touch. She buried the kid in the first quarter.
Yeah. Ooh, Val gets
good
beat.
Good job, Val.
Val gets beat, but Liv comes in and kind of hedges a little bit. Val retains and blocks the shot out of bounds. So great defense there by the Indians. This right now could be our run. We go on Hubs to give us some.
Val might have come from help side because that was number five on whoever was guarding her.
I think they had switched off up top to Key and her. Okay. Indians get caught on a cross screen.
Push it. Challenger Alley.
Great drive by Allie Vaughn up and in. Great, good strong finish by Allie. Going through a little contact. Send that lead 31-17. Full court trap again. Have them buried with Key and Allie, and Brooks rotating over to take away that next pass. Liv's coming up, giving that long pass. Open. Liv covers the middle. Val covers the sideline. Indians are doing a great job on that press.
We didn't show this one the first half, did we, Brian?
Yeah, we did a little bit.
A little bit? So he did get to see it.
Yeah. Right now, triggers the ball in for the Lady Pirates up top. Sarah Neer, guarded by Olivia Patch, trying to come off of a little flex cut. Ball screen action. Key and Allie's able to switch that. Olivia gets a deflection, but Pirates able to retain it. Key on the ball. Cato up top, swings it over to Olivia Neer.
Good
side
day.
Ball screen. Val's able to get deflection, but recovered. Up. Val.
Oh.
Kind of sandwiched in there.
I think Val had help losing that one.
Yeah, by us, actually. And 3-point shot up and good, and a foul, I'm assuming, on Brooke College. Basket is good. 21, Olivia Patch is the call. Did you see that one? Coach Hubbard?
No, that's not who was on that shot, was it?
It was Brooke was the one who...
I thought they fouled on the 3-point shot.
Yeah, Brooke was the one who boxed out.
Yeah, that's...
Olivia.
Yeah.
But anyway, Olivia gets the call. Key in transition, up and in. Good. Kind of Olay Spanish defense there, but Key with the layup. Again, now extending that lead 33-20. Trapping again full court. Able to catch the ball, break it. Pirates are. Moorhead is up top. Brooke College's on her. Swings over to Cato up top. Back over to Rachel Neer. Swings over to Olivia Neer. Trying to get a back screen right now. Coming off that. Try to get her inside. Allie Vaughn's done a pretty good job of guarding that. Three up top by Cato. Deflection. She's able to track it down. She drives in. Reverse layup, no good. Olivia Patch with the rebound and a foul reaching in on Rachel Neer.
We might have dodged a bullet on that one. We let Cato loose to the hoop on that one.
Yeah.
I've seen her make that reverse.
Yeah, we got lucky right there for sure. Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Ramel are able to check in for the Indians, replacing Brooke Collig and Olivia Patch. So right now we got Allie Vaughn taking the ball out to Paige Fortkamp, Key Wendell.
Just look ahead, girls. Keep it near.
Val Mullenkamp and Whitley Ramel. We break that. Key loses it, but Val picks it up, drives in on the left-hand side. Kick over to Paige. Back up top, wide open Allie Vaughn. Little mishandle, catches the ball. Little cut by Key, creating some space. Wide open three for Val. Off the handoff by Allie Vaughn, comes up short. Lady Pirates are looking to push in transition to get the ball to Moorhead. Key Wendell stops the ball. Swings it over to Rachel Neer, guarded by Val Mullenkamp. Good closeout by Paige Fortkamp on the right-hand side against Cato. Back up side to number 11, Olivia Neer, short on the three. Allie Vaughn picks up the loose ball in transition. Coming back towards the middle of the floor. Kick over here, wide open Paige Fortkamp for three. If it's a little short, battled by Whitley Ramon. Val. Whitley's able to get up too strong.
Here
back
over
to Val. Right now we're playing a little volleyball action. Back and forth to Paige and Val. And Paige is able to get a rebound and fouled on the shot. So Paige Fortkamp will be trying to complete a 2-point play here from the foul line.
They're going to let us get offensive boards.
Yeah, they don't seem to box out at all, do they?
No.
And for our kids, we go the glass pretty well. And definitely we got a size advantage with Whitley and Val and Liv. And then Allie and Paige do a great job of hitting the glass as well. So
That and what you'd be able to penetrate, Brian, to be honest with you, in four games, never saw him take a charge.
That's usually not a good thing if you're not willing to take a charge on penetration. Page four, Kansas, hits the first one, misses the second to extend that lead on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard, 34-20. Lady Pirates wide open three right now for Rachel Neer. Comes up short. Got lucky on that one. We didn't miss the box out inside, but touched by Rachel Neer, excuse me, Olivia Neer out of bounds.
You got two teams here with not very deep benches. We're deeper than they are.
Oh, absolutely.
Saturday morning at 10:30.
I wrote down one name for them besides their starting five. Right now, transition, breaks the press.
There you go.
Whitley Rammel gets the nice pass by Key Wendell. So Key Wendell's able to assist Whitley Rammel on her shot. That helps the old field goal percentage when you shoot layups.
She walks.
Yeah, got away with one right in front of the official. Paige hits it off of her leg. We're going to get one of these here yet anyway. I'm going to have a feeling. Able to break it a little bit. Keys recover, a little shove off. No good. No call. They'll drive in and pass in to Sarah Neer. Nice pass by Cato inside. They're in a 2-2-1. We break that with ease of Balibon in the middle. Drive over kick, wide open. Val decides to turn a three down.
Swings up the page.
Great ball movement by the Indians. Swings
good job, Lady
Wendell.
Indians. Good job.
That's great offense. We turn down an open three for a good three for a better three by the Indians right there to extend that lead. 39-22.
The old one
22.
More pass.
Absolutely. Indians are installing a 1-2-2. Lady Pirates were able to break that. Missed the shot. But those are one of those things, even though, we don't get a turnoff over off of that, but we get a quick shot in transition. Mm-hmm. And now we can get it out. If we can get a rebound off and run, the bad part is we didn't get our defensive rebound. But we did get a quick shot for us.
Yeah.
Macy Day checks in to replace Key Wendell, give her a much-needed break, especially after hitting that three, because they are pressuring, the Lady Pirates are, and Key is handling the ball a lot for us, especially when you're up 39-22. Macy's coming in with Val on the side ball screen. Wide open three and able to hit that for Rachel Neer. 39-25 now, Lady Indians are up. Again, the Pirates 1-2-2 full court press. Break that. All right, now in transition, Ali Vaughn drives in. Macy Day, extra pass to Whitley Rammel. Up and misses. Offensive rebound, up and good.
Right. What's Padner's stats on that one?
Padding the offensive stats and kind of hurting the field.
One for two with an offensive rebound.
But right now, that was one of those things, though, Coach Hubbard. They look a little tired and fatigued in our group.
Yeah, they're not as deep as we are.
Drive in right now on a little side ball screen. Macy Day is able to get deflection but doesn't get the ball. Over to Moorhead. Shot fix drives in, tries to do a step through, loses the ball. Page four can't collect it. In transition right now. Indians have numbers. Hand it off to Ali Vaughn. Ali Vaughn drives in. Gets a layup. Left-handed layup. Misses it. Whitley Ram offensive rebound putback. And much needed timeout here for the Lady Pirates.
He sent his only two subs to the bench, but that was a good run for us.
The floodgates, I'm sure, are open right now.
I'm hoping.
We'll take a quick break.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions in the comfort of your own home. Kalp Pharmacy Home IV team can bring high-quality care to you where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy Home Infusion Services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family and experience a culture like no other, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We are back here on the Fowler Mechanical third quarter scoreboard. The Indians leading by 18, 43-25. And right now I think our depth and our ability to apply pressure right now is kind of the difference. Brian Patrick in here with Mark Hubbard, legendary Mark Hubbard. Page four Cam's able to reach in and get a little deflection.
The legendary one's the golfer. That guy's had a good year, by the way.
Yeah. That's a sport I don't know much about or very good.
Yeah, there's a Mark Hubbard playing. He's not too bad.
Neither is our Mark Hubbard, so we'll take him too. So, Indians on defense right here, guarded by Paige Fourcamp. Drive in wildly for number 22, Rachel Neer, one of their leading scorers, and is able to get a foul. It's one of those things where Paige just maybe would have put her hands up, probably could have got away with it, but kind of brought her hands down and got called for a foul. And like I said, it was kind of a wild shot. And unfortunately, she's going to get rewarded with two free throws. Does hit the first one.
Rachel Neer is probably their best free throw shooter.
Takes her time dribbling. Shoots it, and that's not usually a good sign when you shoot and take off running. when you're yeah. running up the free throw line for the ball into the rim, that's not a good sign.
Torrey Leonards, keep your feet there, Torrey.
Yep. Dude, she's having a great career back from
this
UNOH.
This has been fun to have happen with Torrey.
Dude, I was fortunate enough to coach for a year. Great kid, so... Congrats there, Torrey, on that. Indians right now work the ball, going against the zone right now.
High low, stay with
yep.
the script.
Witt and Hope's in there, swinging the ball around for Key and Mace and Paige. Right now we're trying to run some clock down with under 15 seconds, 43-26 lead for the Indians. Get passed by Paige over to Macy Day, turns down a three, wide open Key, but turns it down, throws over to Paige, long
board,
rebound,
board.
Macy up for offensive rebound, misses it. Scrum happens. Hope Window gets it.
I hope.
Fouled. That's one of those. The Indians' shot went up. The Indians took it and ran to the ball to go get it. And the Lady Pirates ran away from it. And what? How is Hope not shooting a free throw?
I don't know.
They have the ball. Not sure how that happened or what exactly happened, but Hope Wendell collected a rebound, went to go shoot it, got fouled, and the Lady Pirates end up taking the ball out of bounds with 1.1 seconds.
I am confused.
Throw the ball in, and time runs out. So 43-26 going to the start of the fourth quarter, and we'll take a short break here with them.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
All right, we are back here on the fourth quarter Fourcamp excavating scoreboard. And the Indians again lead here at the Wishes Can Happen Holiday Tournament at Canton Glen Oaks High School, 43-26. The Indians kind of dominated that third quarter and went on a run, mainly by working the offensive glass. Indians start this quarter with their starters out there, Brooke Collig, Olivia Patch, Val Mullenkamp, Allie Vaughn, and Key Wendell. Go a little man-to-man defense, gets open inside. The Lady Pirates doing a little flux cut, but Allie Vaughn recovers.
Allie and Val both got there to help on that.
Open
three. Don't let her shoot, gang.
By Cato inside, and Key clutches the rebound, pushes in transition. Brooke didn't catch the ball, turns it over. Instead, she tried to pat it to herself and is able to get deflected and picks up by Cato in transition to Rachel Neer. Don't leave her. Swing the ball upside to number 11, Olivia Neer. Swings it over to Cato. Back up top to Rachel Neer. Indians are man-to-man right now. Swing the ball over, guarded by Allie Vaughn to 11, Olivia Neer. Short corner pass in there, 22, drives in. Good box out by Key. And a little strong there for Rachel Neer. Key had a great box out, deflected out of bounds by the Lady Pirates.
We've gotten a fair shake from the officials, Brian.
But they knew you were here.
They may be a missed call or two, but they've called it straight.
That's one of those things you worry about once in a while when you're on the road.
You drive this far, absolutely.
And just also the how the game is going to get called, too, because different states of the area of the state call things differently.
It really is true.
Throw it inside to Olivia Patch, who has a big size advantage and gets fouled right away. Liv had her buried inside with both feet, and she just basically locks her up and gives her a bear hug. Which her brother Daniel would be very happy about the bear hug part. A little more of a lover than a fighter, so. Key Wendell's getting ready to take the ball out underneath our basket. Open Val in the corner. Looks inside for Olivia. Tries in. Kick out. She got fouled, and they didn't call it. It was a little late on the whistle, but ended up calling it. So great drive in there by Val. And gets bumped on the shot. That's one of those hubs.
The mismatches.
That, but when she drove in there, I would have loved to seen her jump stop and take it up a little stronger and on balance. And then that way you also have a step to remove versus off of 1 foot, kind of a runner. Because usually when you're driving in from the left wing, usually you're fading away to the right wing and you're off balance that way a little bit. First one is good. Second one is no good. Ali Vaughn in there.
Nice box out on the free throw.
Yeah.
For offensive reasons, but it didn't go about Allie's way.
Right now, the Pirates are quickly in transition for Cato. Swings over to Rachel Neer. Drive in there. Olivia comes over, helps side. Val gets a rebound. Val's look to push behind the back dribble. Picks up her dribble, throws over to Key. Key right now looks like we might be running a set. Liv has her buried. Got to take a quick, strong move or chin that, Liv. Instead, she turns the ball over because there's triple teamed inside.
Yeah, they're not going to block her down there, that bunch.
No. In transition, Rachel Neer, guarded by Val, over to number 23, Pettigrew. Long three, miss, offensive rebound for 22, Rachel Neer, up and good. 44-28 now, the Indians lead with 5:46 to go in the fourth quarter.
Which is what Rachel Neer does better than anything else right there.
Drive in by Key Wendell. Jump stop under control. Great job by Key.
Move it.
Catches the Val. Val swings over to Brooke. Brooke's up top. Surveying. Drives in. Good cut by Ali Vaughn. Swings over to Val. Inside.
There we go. Nice seal.
Nice. Great.
Nice seal, Liv.
Great work by Olivia Patch, and Val Mullenkamp feeds it inside for Olivia for a great post-up move.
Liv had all the work done on that one before she caught it.
Yep.
Good
steal right here by Olivia Patch in transition. 2-on-1. Bounce pass to Ali Vaughn. Goes up. Ooh. Ali Vaughn takes a hard spill on the ground, and I guess they call the ball.
Holy.
Ali pops up and shakes her head laughing, saying, holy crap, I've been hit. That was I think hit her head, too, on the come down. Throw inside the Key to Brooke. Wide open, Val for three. Good by Val Mullenkamp. Great kick out by Brooke Collig. Right now, Val's on fire as far as shooting percentage. Shooting good shots, open shots, shooting the ball well. Indians are moving the ball well as a team. Pirates down in transition. Up by Rachel Neer. Misses. We definitely dodged a bullet there. Val Mullenkamp with Val Mullenkamp with the rebound. Dribbles over. Picks up her dribble. Going in the backcourt and gets bumped as she's smiling, realizing that she probably screwed up there by picking up her dribble.
Yeah, Rachel Neer missed a point blank one there.
Val does trigger it in the Key on a clear out. That's what I would do if I get trapped, give it to Key and just get out of there because no way anyone could guard her 1-on-1.
Yeah.
Drives in, kicks it over to Olivia Patch, waiting for Ali Vaughn to cut in, and she does. Swings it back across to Key Wendell. Looks like we're trying to spread it a little bit. Driving kick, great drive by Key in the Brook. Misses the layup. Lady Pirates in transition here with Moorhead. We've done a pretty good job of stopping her transition as well. Kicks over Rachel Neer.
Yes, we have.
Swinging the ball back up to Cato, guarded by Key Wendell, coming with the ball screen. Val hedges. Great hedge by Val. Moorhead drives.
Good help, Liv.
Liv helps. They throw the ball up top. Contested three. She fakes. Give and go. Blocked by Olivia. Great help side by Liv. Allie got beat on the give and go, and Liv comes over to help. Gets a block out of bounds.
We sure got beat everywhere else on that give and go.
Well, that's why you have help side defense.
That's why you play help side defense right there.
Triggers the ball into Rachel Neer. A little back screen action, and Indians get caught on that. Allie and Key. Key didn't bump the cut, and Allie didn't get through it very well, and we get beat on the layup.
Number 23, Call, who doesn't play a lot of minutes and always scores six, it seems like.
Right now, Indians are running a little weave action up top. Ali drives in, kicks over to Paige Fortkamp, wide open three. Misses long. Key Wendell with a rebound and double foul. Ali Vaughn got literally wrapped up. I was watching that play on the three and a miss. Ali Vaughn literally was boxing out on offense, and her man she was guarding literally grabbed her arms, locked them up, and took her down, and missed a double foul.
Well, this.
As they wait to figure out whose ball is it going to be.
Well, we know this lady official could be a bad judge in the NFL.
Well,
versus pass, was it interference or not?
And Allie's coming out. Hope Wendell checked in for her. Again, ooh, that was... Indians are waiting to try to get it in. Trigger long to live. Swings it over to Val. Val drives in, hand off to Key right now.
3:30, we can let him chase us.
Well, oh. Right now, she's going to make it look like some calls. Illegal screen by Paige Fortkamp. Paige looking around like, what in the world did I just do? Macy Day checks in for Val right now. We have Macy Day, Kiki Wendell, Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, and Olivia Patch on the floor. Indians are up 49-30 in the fourth quarter on the Fortkamp excavating fourth quarter scoreboard. Right now, half-court defense. Pettigrew has the ball on the left wing, guarded by Hope Wendell. Up to 24 call. Swings it over, guarded by Olivia Patch. Now Paige Fortkamp's guarding number 4, who's not even on my roster, so I'm not sure who that is.
That might be their lone senior.
Okay. Right now they're...
Who doesn't play much.
As I say, it's the first time she's checked in with 254 and down almost 20.
No, they play 7 people.
Right now they're struggling to get a shot off with the Indians man-to-man defense.
Good job, Hope.
Oh, Hope. Ooh. Got pressure the ball. Macy Day could have had a steal if she saw the ball, but didn't hit it off her foot. Backdoor cut. Olivia Patch does pick up the steal. Liv hands off to Key Wendell. Right now, Coach Gann sends the subs in, getting ready to next dead ball to get some girls in here. Side ball screen. Macy Day with Olivia Patch up top of Paige Fortkamp. Swinging the ball over, looking for Hope Wendell on a seal up. Throwing the ball Liv. Liv's looking inside to Hope. Hope has a nice post up, throws it inside. One dribble bounce back up to Paige. Paige drives in, off her foot, dribbles out of bounds. Going to be Lady Patriots ball, or Patriots, Lady Pirates ball. Right now, Whitley Rammel checks in for Olivia Patch. Grace Guggenbiller checks in for Key Wendell. And Elena Evers checks in for Paige Fortkamp. So right now, we have Macy Day, Hope Wendell, Whitley Rammel, Elena Evers, and Grace Guggenbiller on the floor.
Who's the point guard in this bunch, Macy?
Macy, I would say. Or Hope. Hope was point guard last year a lot. So it's 49-30. 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fortkamp excavating fourth quarter. Sarah Neer has a post up inside against Whitley Rammel. Shot up and missed. Whitley Rammel gets the rebound. Throws it over to Macy Day.
Whit's done good things today around the hoop.
Yep.
Rebounding. Well, she's stick backs.
She's a big, strong girl, and it helps when you can get some layups inside. Yeah, with some offensive rebounds, and she kind of does what Whit does. Gets it over to Grace Guggenbiller. One dribbles. Right now, I think she could be a key for our future moving forward, Grace Guggenbiller.
Yeah, I do too.
She's had a great JV season, you know, where she's catch it right now, throws it in the Whitley Rammel. Drop step, Whit. Ah, she doesn't drop step. She has a perfect chance to drop step inside. Grace, nice post entry pass to Whit. Hope Wendell gets the ball.
Way to bail us out there, Hope.
Yep, goes on the loose ball. Grace holds it up over her head, which you don't want to do as a perimeter player. Deflection. Macy Day recovers it, throws it to Grace, skips it across over there and out of bounds. But I think, kind of get back to our thought there, Coach, I think Grace is, you know, she's getting a lot of playing time. She's in that kind of scoring role on the JV team. And, you know, next year we're going to lose Olivia Patch, Val Mollenkamp, Brooke Collig, and Macy Day. Anytime you lose two kids.
Oh, yeah, no, Grace has got to be ready to go.
You lose two kids going to play college basketball, obviously that's going to hurt you a little bit. And then Brooke, I mean, those three with Liv, Val, and Brooke have been 4-year varsity kids. And then Macy with a 2-year varsity kid. I mean, that's losing a lot of players.
No, Grace is definitely who you point to. We need her ready to go.
Yeah, she's got to step in, I think, and kind of being scorer for him. Faith Gruby checks in. So right now we have Faith Gruby and Grace Guggenbiller, Whitley Rammel, sophomores on the floor. Elena Evers is a junior and Macy Day is a senior. Drive in, little shove in the back by Grace on number 22 there, Rachel Neer. So should we have a chance to shoot two here? Again, for the boys tonight, they are at Delphus Jefferson. You can hear that on 105.3, and it will be simulcast on Fort Recovery Radio as well. And that will be a 4 o'clock JV start. First free throw up is good for Rachel to make it 49-31. And varsity should start around 5:30. That way we can be back and make it home, hopefully, for the Buckeye-Clemson football game tonight at 8 o'clock. Second free throw is up and good. Give Rachel Neer 10 points.
But please drive safely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it looks looks like the crowd's starting to kind of file in here a little bit. This is a pretty nice holiday tournament there, Coach Hubbard.
Yeah, they have a nice lineup of schools. I see Highlands here. Are they in the next game?
I think they're later in the day, yes.
They're here.
Yeah. Coach Berlin Highlands won numerous state championships there every year. We had played in the Berlin Classic.
The classic in the country.
Yep, a while back with Coach Jeff Reisner when she took and actually took Coach Holly Gann when she was a player over there. Mm-hmm. I remember taking our boys over to go watch them play.
So. I coached with one of those teams.
Yep. I think you were with the girls with Jeff at that time.
Well, yeah, the last year.
Yep. 25 seconds right now. They're trying to, Lady Pirates, put in some subs, pull the starters. Right now we're just waiting to get the final horn to sound as this Indian victory is going to happen today. Looks like 49, maybe 32, or 49, 34, depending on what happens here at the last 10 seconds. Whitley Rammel's Garden Serenier drives in up top, drives in, beats Witt off the bounce, and scoops it up for a layup, making it 49-34, and Macy Day catches the ball and dribbles it out. So the Indians come away victorious here in the Wishes Can Happen Holiday Tournament at Canton Glen Oaks. Walk away with a 49-34 15-point victory, giving the Indians a, I believe, 6-2 record.
We're at 2 losses.
Yeah, so 6-2 record, I believe. So we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back with a wrap-up of today.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we are back here with Coach Holly Gann on the scoreboard here, I guess, at the end of the game. And Coach, just quick thoughts about being in the Wishes Can Happen Holiday Tournament.
You know, I think it's a great opportunity to be able to travel and get outside of our area and kind of see what else is out there. So, you know what? We came up yesterday, had a good time, and got to play another D2 pretty solid team. It's definitely just a good experience for the kids.
So tell the fans a little bit back home about what you guys did, kind of what was your itinerary and what you did kind of coming up here.
Okay, so we practiced yesterday morning, and then pretty much after that, we met at the school. We got on the road. It's about a four-hour drive. So we got to the hotel. We ate, had a nice, great team meal together, got to share each other's company, talk about something other than basketball. So that's really nice to get to see them outside of the gym, which we don't always get enough opportunities to do. Then we just kind of swam and hung out and just enjoyed each other's company. So we had a great fan support system that kind of followed us up today. So that's always good to get to just enjoy. It's kind of a mini vacation of sorts, and we kind of treated it like that. So it's just another great opportunity to have some memories made. And we got up this morning, had a great breakfast at the hotel, and came to the gym, and clearly we were ready to play today. So
yeah, and, you know, and a lot of things. That's the great thing about high school basketball. It's not just playing the game and, you know, all the other stuff, but it's about the memories made, you know, the friendships that are developed. And, you know, I think coming here, one, it put Fort Recovery basketball on display for the people in the northeast part of Ohio that don't have a chance to see us. This is an OGBR event, which is the biggest organization in Ohio athletics for girls sports and basketball. And so we got invited to that, which I think is a great thing, because, you know, that kind of kind of get our kids and our recognition, our program out there. But then also, you know, last night we're sitting in there in the hotel lobby room as parents and kids, and you know, they're playing card games and dominoes and, you know, just Skibbo or what, you know, whatever, Uno and things. And I think that's the fun part of a trip like this as well. Would you agree?
Again, you guys, and you know, it's just like anything else. You know, it's a time and investment, and we just have such a great community that continues to support us through the years. And you know, you can never say enough for that. And those are the things that make it fun. You know, it's just we are very fortunate to be able to come up here and to play in a tournament like this. And you know what? You're right. They're all going to go look up where Fort Recovery is at now.
Yeah, this is one of the premier programs over here. And so for us to come out and beat them by 15, you know, I think that says a lot about us and our area. And obviously, you know, with Minster, you know, winning state the last 2 years, you know, our conference with the MAC, and also Northwest Ohio gets put on the map from that way. And they had a chance to see one of the, you know, top programs in girls basketball in D4 here show out today. So
absolutely. And as you know, we'll be up here in this region again here very soon. So our next stretch, we got Minster, and then, you know, we're up with Liberty Benton, and OG is on there, and Delphus. So just more opportunities to become better.
Absolutely. I apologize. I didn't make it real easy on you for your first year, did I?
I'm trying to think, who scheduled that? Jeez. Not to mention, I've got meal prep galore going on, because I'm like, well, I think we're not going to get home until 10 o'clock. This might be 10:30. You know, I might make it home by supper this night. So I'm pretty sure we're definitely got some gift cards at Christmas time in our family, and we're going to use those all in the next 2 weeks.
Well, quick thoughts about today's game with how your Lady Indians played.
You know, one thing I'm so pleased with them is, you know, we always come out and we match their intensity. And I feel like we get a good start and we get a good lead, and, you know, we have some composure and we build on it and we don't get too rattled. You know, they did some press there that we just didn't do what the coaches were asking. We knew what we were supposed to do. It's just, for whatever reason, there was a miscommunication between what we were saying on the sideline and what they were doing on the court. Talked about it at halftime, but ultimately, you know, those girls are out there. They're playing hard. You know, they're doing a lot of things right. We're working at those strengths and those excelling on that. And, we knew kind of what we were getting into a little bit, and I thought they did a great job. You know, as always, I thought we posted up, and Liv had some nice drop steps in there and made some real nice moves. And we're just solid, you know. We're very unselfish, and we worked the ball and weren't forcing shots and made them turn it over, and kind of got them frustrated a little bit. And number five, Brooke was on her again, and we knew that take her out and get her flustered, you know. So we're having pretty good success with it right now.
Yeah, well, the one thing I noticed is we had one possession that kind of stands out in particular that Coach Hubbard and I kind of talked about, was we had Paige up top for a wide open three or on the right wing, turned it down to Key, who had a good wide open three. She turned it down for one more pass to Val on the left wing for an open three. So the ball got swung from side to side, and Val was able to hit a three. And two girls passed down open, somewhat open, maybe a little contested, could have been, but they were shots they could have shot and hit and been good shots. And we turned and we got a better shot. And when you see your team doing that, that's usually a sign of good things for you offensively.
Absolutely. And, you know, and there's a lot of times where it's like, hey, just get the defense to move a little bit. Reverse the ball. When you're, you know, they got the green light until I tell you otherwise. That's usually the thing. Hey, we got green light. That means you got your feet set. You feeling it? Go ahead and take that shot. And so it is nice, because those are things that are uncoachable. You know, we can talk about it, but those are things that directly those girls are making those decisions on the court. And those are the things that I feel like we have developed into that team. You know, early on the year, we weren't doing that, and that's okay. So the more we play, the more comfortable we're getting, the more time we get to spend together and build those good relationships with each other, that's just taking us to that next step. And, you know, it's the next thing, and I'm very pleased for today's performance.
Absolutely. And one I thought key to the game, too, is our ability to offensive rebound. I thought our stamina on transition, the pressure we applied on defense, but also our ability to go to the glass. We look very fresh, and they look kind of fatigued, to be honest.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm still, there's definitely some still, like, you know, closing out. Like, you've got to be tighter, you know. Nowadays, if you're standing there, that's not close enough. Yeah. Like, I feel like that has really, really developed through the course of the years. There's nowhere on this court where I feel like a girl wouldn't shoot it. You know, they'll shoot it from wherever. So you really got to be up in their pocket, and we're still working on that, and we are going to continue to work on closing out and being closer, and close is not necessarily an arm away. Like, you got to be in their pocket and be willing to put some pressure on them. But again, six things on the board. We're going to go. I'm sure Coach Vaughn talked about it, and we hit it every one. Six things that we feel like if we would do, and usually we wiggle one. Six things make us successful. You hit five out of six, you know, we're going to win. So I'm very pleased with the girls. Ultimately, you know, they're continuing to work hard and grow. So.
Well, and, you know, they don't give championship trophies out in December, and you just got to continue to get better one game at a time. And, you know, even though these are girls are veteran players, it's still kind of somewhat of a new system that, you know, you're implementing in your first year, and it's going to take time developing. Obviously, it's not going to look perfect in game one, and it'll look a lot better, and that's all, as a coach, that's kind of all really what you want, is to get better every game out. So.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate you stopping up here, and you know, I'm sure you're happy. We'll let you get on the road so you can get back and enjoy a little time with your family, since you're obviously a mom as well as a coach. So we'll let you get home. So
all right.
Thanks for stopping up. Appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Safe travels. All right, the Indians do walk away with a 49-34 victory. We'll recap here real quickly, and then we'll take a break, and we'll be done. Indians were led by Val Mullenkamp with 11 points, Whitley Rammel with 9, Olivia Patch with 8. And, again, that's a lot to do with our size advantage and ability, as Coach Gann just talked about, getting the ball inside with our three leading scorers being three of our bigger players, taller players, I should say. And then Brooke Colley added 4, Allie Vaughn 5, Kiki Wendell 5, Hope Wendell 2, Paige Forkamp 3, and the Indians did a great job on defense again, of hitting the glass and all offensive glass, but also defensive pressure. So take a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap things up.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Again, thank you for listening, and we'll be signing off.
Radio.